The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin, Texas.
Hey guys, it's Jordan Younger, your host of the Balanced Blonde Soul on Fire podcast. Here we go deep on all things astrology, awakening, wellness, motherhood, channeling, aliens, and so much more. We have deep conversations. We go to other realms. It's a lot of fun. So stick around. Let's dive on in. I cannot wait to connect. Hello and welcome back to the show. I'm so happy that you're here. Today, you've got me for a solo episode, otherwise known as my favorite way to connect with all of you. I have just been feeling so called to do all of the solos lately, so I hope that you're cool with that. Usually, based off of the download numbers and the feedback that we get, I know solos are pretty much where it's at. That's what everybody likes to hear, which is amazing because that's what I prefer to record. So I am sitting at home right now. It is pouring rain outside and it just felt like such a cozy day to sit down and record this conversation. So this is 15 things that I've learned from raising my vibration. I did a blog post on this about 2 weeks ago, and you know, not everybody reads blogs these days. The people who did read it, I think they really liked it, but I felt like this would also make a really good podcast episode. And if you did read the blog post, this is just going to be more in depth. You're still going to get a lot of newness here, and I'm going to share, of course, the 15 things that I've learned, but I'm also going to share how you can raise your vibration. And I thought we could make this kind of like a series on the show where we do like this spiritual series of how to raise your vibration, how to raise your frequency, what that even means, working with fifth dimensional consciousness, working with the Pleiadians. Who are the Pleiadians? Yada, yada. All of the above. And I feel really excited to bring that to you. So let me know your thoughts. And this will be a fun one. Also, in current news, we have an event tomorrow. So forever, for probably like 4 years, I didn't do any events either online or virtual. But I have started to do them again, and I only do them in my membership platform. So if you've heard about my membership platform and its meditations, affirmations, pep talks, bonus podcasts, and you're kind of like, yeah, I don't meditate, I'm not interested, maybe you'd be interested for the events. So this event, it's kind of crazy because it is a mediumship class with my mentor, Nikki Novo. She's been on the show many times. This class, if this was just like a paid for class out in the open with the two of us, this would be hundreds of dollars. She is a top medium. She has a 5-year wait list. She is a celebrity, intuitive, a channel, all the things. And we are hosting this class where you can do a Q&A with us. You can hop in, you can ask Nikki questions. You can practice channeling, you can learn what that means, and we're going to do it together. It's guided by her, but it's obviously facilitated by me. So come join us. The link is in the show notes below. You can join for $11, literally $11 monthly, or even less than that. If you join yearly, it is less than $10 a month. And I recommend joining yearly because we have a loyalty program. We do all these giveaways. The yearly people definitely get some extra special stuff. And I'm super excited. So you can hop into that event with Nikki and I. You can do our March challenge. It is definitely not too late to start. And there's just a lot of good stuff in there. And I would say the reason that I feel inspired to do this episode, 15 things that I've learned from raising my vibration, and also why I feel like my vibration has raised so much in the first place, is because this platform, and specifically the way that I channel in this platform and the way that I am using my intuitive gifts consistently for the first time in so long, has been putting me so in flow, has been setting my soul on fire, which is the original topic of this entire podcast to begin with, and is honestly changing my life. I am 21 weeks pregnant today with my daughter, and I never could have imagined that I would be in such a calm headspace, in such a serene headspace, in such a place where I just feel like I can breathe and I can let in so much peace into my life. Because before now, I would just say that I was a very anxious person. I think a lot of you know that. And I have been working on that anxiety for a long time. I am very proud of myself because I know that things have shifted in truly the most beautiful ways. But also, I know that I have changed and I have put in the work to make that happen. And that's what I want to talk about today. So stick around for the end of the episode where I will share some tips with you on how to raise your vibration. But first, let's just talk about what vibration is. It is an energy. We are all made of energy. And raising that energy, that vibe, that frequency, that aura around all of us is accessible to every single one of us. It can and will shift everything in your life. And trust me when I say that when you do this, it will create miracles in your life. So our physical bodies are made up of energy. The universe is made up of energy. We are all energy. And we all have this amazing and unique ability to shift that energy to allow for more peace, more space, more abundance, more manifestation, more infinite flow into our lives. So you guys know I'm manifesting a house right now, and being able to raise my vibration and my frequency has made me and also Jonathan and Atticus and Hudson, our whole little family, a match for a higher manifestation. So for our perfect house, for the house that we're supposed to be in. And while it's still coming in, while I feel my vibration rising, I feel other homes that at one point I would have thought were a really good fit for us no longer feeling like a fit at all because they're not a match vibrationally. So vibrationally, we need to be in space with a lot of light. We need nature. We need a backyard. I can sense every single thing about this house. And I know that because of raising my vibration, it's coming in. And the shifts that we make by stepping into these higher vibrations, they don't need to be hard. They don't need to cost money. That's something that I really want to get across to everybody. Raising your vibration isn't something that only certain people can do. Everyone can do this. It doesn't need to take you a lot of time. It doesn't need to cause stress in your life. But in almost every case, these shifts involve going back to the basics. So the basics are meditating, breathing, journaling, reflecting, nature, taking time in stillness, being aware of who you are and what you need so that you can commit to shifting on these deep levels. But what you have to do is you have to be honest with yourself. You have to speak your voice. You have to become a powerhouse, and you have to believe in your own power above all else. So that is what will shift your life and transform your entire being. I'm still pinching myself that I get to work with Melissa Wood Health, created by Melissa Wood Tepperberg, one of my all-time idols in the space. Melissa created Melissa Wood Health to provide a platform that can help you strengthen both your body and your mind with workouts, meditations, nutrition, and lifestyle content that you can easily commit to. I have been doing Melissa's workouts and her meditations since 2020 when we all started working out at home. Her workouts offer a blend of yoga and Pilates, which are my favorite types of movement. She has a ton of prenatal classes, which obviously I appreciate, as well as postpartum. And this year, MWH launched their 7-day Reset and Renew program that features both guided workouts and meditations and a week-long nutrition program that will help you feel your best from the inside out. She is a profound thought leader. She's changing the way that people approach fitness and mindfulness, and the MWH member community is incredible. They rave about the platform. They show up on social media. It's a really, really special community, and she's a really, really special person. 98% of members consistently say that it is life-changing. Her voice is so soothing. She has changed the game, and I love her. As Melissa says herself, don't trust me, try me. Visit melissawoodhealth.com and use the code BALANCED at checkout to get your first month free off your monthly membership. That's MelissaWoodHealth.com and use the code BALANCED for your first month free. Okay, I don't know about you, but I always feel so much better with a good manicure, and I don't get them enough, especially as a mom and a pregnant mom. I just don't go to the salon enough, and certainly not as often as I used to. So right now, I am loving Olive & June. I love the founder of Olive & June. She's a dear friend of mine, and the Olive & June manicure system is amazing. It's everything you need for salon quality manicure in one box. They have salon grade tools designed just for DIY. You can customize your kit with your choice of 6 different polishes, and the polish doesn't chip. It lasts for 7 days or more, which we need because we are not the highest maintenance girlies over here on this podcast. It's super affordable. It breaks down to just $2 per manicure. It's so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June, and they look so much better even when you do them yourself when you use their DIY kit because it's just so much easier to use with their Manny system. I've never been one of those people who's really good at doing my own nails until I discovered Olive & June. They also have Olive & June Quick Dry, which dries in about 1 minute, and it lasts for 5+ days. And it's offered in 40+ cruelty-free and vegan polishes. Visit oliveandjune.com/balanced for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/BALANCED for 20% off your first system. So let me tell you now, 1 to 15, baby. Okay, so number 1, people are on their own path always. You cannot change other people. You cannot fix them. They're going to do what they're going to do no matter what. So this has been a huge learning lesson for me, and it's something now that I have raised my vibration and I have focused on that I can really live by. And this has shifted my life. I used to literally sit and pray, whether it would be in a meditation ceremony or in a flower ceremony, anything that I did with any shaman or facilitator, I would just pray and beg the universe, please release me from this need to people please, from this need to be loved by everyone and to feel like if something's off with someone in my life, that it's not ruining my day, my life, because I feel good about the kind of friend that I am, the kind of person that I am. So basically, people are always on their own path. We can't be hurt by what they do, what they don't do, what they say, what they don't say, because ultimately, all of that has nothing to do with us. As long as we keep our side of the street clean, and we are leading our life with pure intentions, ultimate purity, that is the best and only thing that we can do. So I focus on my own side of the street. I focus on coming from a place of pure intentions and kindness, which isn't very hard because that's actually just who I am. And I think a lot of you listening are probably like that too. And when situations arise where in the past I would be so hurt if I realized I wasn't invited to something or someone kind of stopped talking to me and I didn't really understand why. And this was someone that I really cared about. Normally, I would be beating myself up, wondering what I did wrong, apologizing, trying to crawl back into the arms of anyone and everyone who would have me. And that's just not the way I live my life anymore. And I am so relieved and so happy about that. So people are on their own path. We can't change them. We can't fix them. We are better off putting the focus on our own growth and evolution and path. And when your vibration raises, you will realize the only person worth focusing on is yourself. And of course, your loved ones, your family, your significant other, your children. But that's totally different than what I'm talking about, because those are the people who are really worth your energy at the end of the day outside of yourself. Number two, and I promise I'll keep some of these brief because we all know I'm a talker. That's why I have a podcast. I could go on about all of these. Number two, it will always feel like there is a higher goal to reach. So take this podcast, for example. If you listening desire to start a podcast, maybe you would set a goal of having 500 people download your podcast in the first week or in the first month. And I can guarantee you that when you hit that number, you will want to reach 1,000. And then you'll want to reach 2,000. And at some point, when you become one of the top podcasters that of course you will be, because that's what we will manifest for you, nothing will feel like enough. Millions of listeners doesn't feel like enough because that validation is not real. It's a false sense of validation. But if you feel like enough internally, no matter what, and you're creating for the sake of creating, and you know what you're putting out there is valuable and at least has value to you, which means something, then that's the only thing that matters. So you have to be okay with knowing that you have enough, that you are enough wherever you are, exactly where you are and who you are. That's how you stay in that higher vibration and ultimately manifest more. So when you come from a place of a higher vibration, you will attract and reach those people who are on your similar vibration. That's what you deserve. And that's what they deserve to receive. And let me tell you, I've been podcasting for 7.5 years. And if I put content out on a day where I'm just not feeling it, the vibe is lower and it's obvious. And of course, you reach a point sometimes where this is work. This is my work. I love my work, but still, you can feel when the vibe is high. So it's always my intention to come from a high vibrational place. Number three, the inside is more important than the outside. This is so true for people, for places, for things, for material items. Material items are only material. Don't chase them. They're fleeting. We can't bring them with us into the next life. We can't bring money. We can't bring fame into the next realm. We can't bring being loved, being adored into the next realm. Material items and even like material emotions can provide comforts, and there's nothing wrong with manifesting and calling those things in. But don't let having them or not having them define what your worth truly is. Because think about this, if you were never happy and content with where you truly were, and you were always wanting more, a nicer house, a nicer car, prettier friends, like all these very surface level things, how would you ever get into that higher vibration to attract those higher things? So rather be grateful for everything that you do have, and that will put you into a higher vibration. And of course, when you reach that higher vibration, you will know that the inside is always more important than the outside. And you can tell the difference when people understand that and when they come from that place in everything that they do. Those are the people who I want to be around. Those are the only people I'm interested in knowing and having in my life. So that's a really important one. Number four, all of the answers to life live inside of you. All you have to do is learn to listen and trust everything that goes on inside. So on that note, nobody else knows what the right thing for you to do is. And that's been a huge learning lesson for me because I'm indecisive. I have my village. I have my people around me. And I like to have their opinion. For instance, right now, I'm really wanting to rename my meditation platform. I feel like it is a method in and of itself. It has a consciousness in and of itself. And I want it to have a name, like The Class by Taryn Toomey. That has an amazing name, like a ton of different methods do. And I have some ideas of what I want to call it intuitively, but I also always feel this internal pull to ask around. Like I'm asking my whole team, I'm asking my mom, I'm just trying to get input. And there's nothing wrong with getting input. Sometimes I think it's a very wise thing to do. But when it comes to like intuition and the bigger forces of life, all of the answers that you need live inside of you. So no one else is going to have the right answer for you. They can give you advice. They can tell you where how they would do it, where they're coming from. But at the end of the day, you have to learn how to tune into yourself to make your own decisions. And that'll change not only your world, but the world. Because when you can listen to your intuition and act from that place, that's when you can go into the world and make it a better place, which is so beautiful. Number 5, the grass is not always greener on the other side. There is not better than here. Every single person has insecurities, vulnerabilities, challenges, traumas. So there will always be another place that seems better than this one that will be the there, quote unquote. So let the here and now be everything to you. When we spend our time wishing that we're in someone else's shoes, then we can't focus our energy on making our present moment, our here and now, the most important and resonant thing. So I think this is particularly important in social media landscape that we live in because we follow people who inspire us. It's an amazing thing to do. We can get motivated by them. We can get ideas from them. It's so cool to see how other people are living their lives. But it's also really easy to fall into the trap of thinking that the grass is greener in their life. Maybe they have more, they do more, all these superficial things at the end of the day. But that doesn't mean that they don't have their own insecurities, things that they are experiencing pain over, their own traumas that they've had to overcome. So instead of focusing on other people and the way that their grass might seem greener, put that energy back into you. Know that focusing your energy on making your present moment the most important thing will change your life. And I can't wait to see how that starts to shift things for you. Okay, something so cool to talk to you guys about today. Have you heard of Senolytics? It is a class of ingredients discovered less than 10 years ago, so super recent, and they're being called the biggest discovery of our time for promoting healthy aging and enhancing your physical prime. How crazy is that? If someone would have told me that there are science-backed ingredients that could help me feel 15 years younger in a matter of months, I would never have believed it. And then I tried Qualia Senolytic. I have been a fan of this specific brand for a long time, but this product has totally changed the game and I'm so impressed. So as we age, everyone accumulates senescent cells in their body. Senescent cells cause symptoms of aging, such as aches and discomfort, slow workout recoveries, sluggish mental activity, physical energy, etc. They're also known as zombie cells. They're the old and worn out cells that don't serve a useful function for our health. But you can actually reverse that, remove the senescent cells to allow for the rest of them to thrive in your body by taking Qualia Senolytic. So all you have to do is take it 2 days per month. The formula is non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, and the ingredients are meant to complement one another, factoring in the combined effect of all of the ingredients together. And they have a 100-day money-back guarantee. personally, has given me higher energy levels. I feel younger. I feel more productive. I feel more alert. And I have less aches and pains, which is amazing. So resist aging at the cellular level. Try Qualia Senolytic. Go to neurohacker.com/balanced for up to $100 off and use the code balanced at checkout for an additional 15% off. That's neurohacker.com/balanced for an extra 15% off your purchase. Thanks to Neurohacker for sponsoring today's episode. Okay, guys, we are talking about Quince. So imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way that you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. That's kind of what all of us want, isn't it? It's amazing. So imagine 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. The best part is all of Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands, which is so hard to find and so amazing. So by partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us, the fabulous customer. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I absolutely love that. I love Quince. I've just been ordering a bunch of basics from Quince because that's kind of what I need in my everyday life, especially now that I'm pregnant, going into the podcast studio. I've worn them a lot on camera, so I'll point those out to you guys. And I feel like as far as other luxury brands, they have better quality, especially for the price. I love the styles that they offer and such a range. You guys are going to love. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/balanced for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/balanced to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/balanced. Number six, learning lessons does not end. That is a huge thing that I've learned in raising my vibration. When I was younger and when I would say my vibration was lower, I had a lot of lessons to learn. I had relationship lessons to learn. I had dating lessons to learn, family, health, workaholism, so many things. Don't we all? That's part of growing up. But I think it's so important to realize and to accept that learning lessons doesn't end. When you overcome something that's hard, you're going to find another place in your life where you have another lesson to learn, where something else is a little hard. And the reason that I say that is because there is no need to wish your way out of a tough time. I think so many of us get into this headspace where if we're going through something challenging or there's something that we really want that we don't currently have, we feel like when this season passes, everything will be fine. Everything will be dandy. That's like another way of thinking the grass is greener on the other side, but just focusing on the other side of your life. And in some cases, that's true. I am a huge proponent of visualizing your future self, stepping into that future life, a place where everything can be more easeful, more peaceful, just less suffering can take place. Absolutely. But I think it would be false to tell ourselves that there would be no lessons to learn in that season of life. So for example, I am feeling so good right now. I have my beautiful family. I've manifested my husband, my healthy son. I have a healthy daughter in my belly right now. I love where we live. I'm so excited about work right now. I'm so excited about the book that I'm writing. I love my family. Everybody's healthy. My friends are doing amazing. They're so supportive and I am with them. Like everything is good. The vibration is high. But I am learning so many lessons. I'm still learning the lessons of workaholism, just in a different form. I'm learning health lessons. I'm learning again how to slow down. I'm learning new lessons in boundaries, which we will actually get to in this conversation. And what I love about this acceptance that learning lessons never ends, is that we don't have to feel like the victim. Every single human came to this earth to learn lessons. There's no part of life that doesn't contain lessons. So the fact that we're alive, which is such a gift and a miracle, means that we're going to be learning lessons. And when we know that, we can learn from every experience. And suddenly, nothing will feel like a mistake. So even things that have happened in my life in the last 6 months, where I look back with a twinge of thought, like, what if I did that differently? I no longer get into the headspace of feeling like I made a huge mistake, which is a very anxious way of thinking. It's a very in the moment way of thinking. It is not a high vibrational way of thinking, because I actually truly believe on an energetic and spiritual level, there are no such thing as mistakes, only lessons. And in that case, there are also no such thing as regrets. So it's beautiful to look back on your life and even like the current season of your life and know that you're doing everything correctly. You haven't made any mistakes. And if you have made something that feels like a mistake, instead learn to see it as a lesson. There's a lot of things that have happened in my life in the last 6 months to a year that I would probably do differently, but they were really important learning lessons. They helped me in huge ways. They helped me ascend. They helped me see what it is I would rather be focusing on. They helped me learn more boundaries. They helped me maybe shift my energy from a really non-reciprocal friendship to a really life-giving friendship. So learning lessons never ends. You're not making any mistakes. You've got this. That's a really important one. Number 7, at the end of the day, love with a capital L is the only thing that matters. Love is all there is. So this is where we're going to talk about boundaries. I had a really dear friend give me this wonderful example the other day where she said, there is a village of people around you, and then there are the suburbs, which are the people who are kind of slightly outside of that village. Those are your acquaintances. The village is your true people, your soul family, your actual family, your loved ones, your children, your husband. And she had said to me with a little bit of tough love, and it was exactly what I needed to hear, that I have been a person who has been very, very prone in many, many ways over many different places in my life to quickly put someone right into my village, to kind of misread a situation in a way or a friendship and give too much trust way too quickly. And then I would in the past get really hurt and really sad and really down on myself or down on the situation, lowering the vibration of myself for sure, because I would be expecting the type of love that I can really only expect from my true village, from someone who's maybe not meant to be in the inner circle of the village. And the sheer fact that I have learned this so intensely over the last month alone, I don't even have words to tell you. A few of the energies in my life, I think I would have been so harping on in the past. And now, because of this simple shift in awareness, I'm focusing on the village. The suburbs are nice. We love them. We love the acquaintances. We love the people who might not be in our deep inner circle. They're great. There's nothing wrong with them. There's no bad or good. It's really just a matter of alignment. And are you feeling in sync with those people? Do they make you feel good? Do you make them feel good? But the truth is to always make sure that you're allocating your deepest energy to the village, to the people who really matter. And honestly, the smaller that you can keep that village, the better. Because those friends, those people, those family members, they deserve all of you. They don't deserve the scraps of you. So I became really clear on my inner circle, and I'm really not sweating the small stuff anymore. I also don't tolerate being treated poorly anymore. Where before, I would almost get off on being treated terribly by certain people because I think it was just an old pattern and I wanted to change them, or I wanted to change the energy. And I felt like, I'm a healer. I can transmute energy. I can do this. It's not fun anymore. It's not sexy anymore. It's like, okay, this is just not cool to have a friend who's not really a friend. And now I just don't let it get to me on a deep level, and it doesn't lower my vibration anymore, which I think is one of the most beautiful things that could ever happen. And at the end of the day, this is still number 7, love is all that matters. So think about that love. And if you're feeling sad about maybe a relationship that has transitioned, focus on where you do have love in your life. And even if it's one person, even if it's not even a current person in your life, focus on that feeling that you felt when you did have that in your life. And I promise, by being in that energy, you will cultivate more of it and you will start manifesting more of that energy into your life. Law of attraction. Number 8, nothing should come before your relationship with yourself. Your practice, your self-care, your routine, and your love for you is everything. So we're talking about the village. They're important. But the only way that you can pour into the village is by first pouring into yourself. So when you take care of that relationship with yourself and you become your own best friend, it is a gift to those around you. It's not selfish. It's actually selfless, and it will free you. You'll see how much easier it is to be an amazing partner, to be an amazing daughter, to be an amazing mother or father or friend, whoever you are listening. When you don't put yourself first, how much easier do you snap at your loved ones? How hard is it to be patient when you're sitting in traffic or when something feels like it's going wrong? Nothing should come before your relationship with yourself, because if you feel good, then you feel more whole, and then you can overflow your own cup, do the work, the mission that you came to do here in the world. And also you can pour into the cups of those around you and truly be that light that you came here to be. Number 9. Authenticity comes before everything else. Don't try to be cool, look cool, emulate anyone else other than your beautiful self. People who see you for who you truly are the ones who are meant to be in your life, and you will seem very cool to them. Trust me, you are cool to them. So your authenticity will act as a magnet to draw those similar energies, those like-minded friendships to you. Like attracts like. It is life-changing. It is amazing. And I truly think that this one is a game changer. I think we have all fallen into this trap before. I know that I have, where there's a group of people, or maybe it's just an image in your mind of what cool looks like. And you just want to fit in and you just want to be like them, or you want to maybe have, you want to emulate what they have. But truthfully, your own authentic energy is the only thing that will ever make you cool. And I think anybody who we see as cool is because they're emulating their own authentic energy. And I think a couple of expanders in this area, if you want to listen to some of the episodes that I've done either recently or not so recently, are the episode that I did last year with Lacey Phillips. She actually coined the term expander. I feel like she is totally living her authentic truth, which makes her the coolest person in the world to me and such an inspiration to me always. And then last month, I had Tezza Barton on the show. I don't think there's a single person in the world who would say that Tezza is not the coolest freaking person ever. She is so herself. She's so authentic. She is a jack of all trades. She's creative. She is a mother. She just speaks in this way that is like effervescently cool. And I know she's not trying to be like anybody else. Like, she probably has not tried to be like anybody else a day in her life. She's a trend setter. And you can tell the difference. I'm trying to think of other people. Amber Fillerup is one of those people. She's one of my favorite people to follow online. Wesley Christensen, who's been on this show. I think she's one of the coolest people. Even the way that she runs her podcast, she doesn't do anything that she does in a way that is like the way that other people have laid out for her, she has forged her own path. And that is the coolest way to live. And those people, they just radiate this effervescent authenticity, this shine that comes from within. It's a frequency that you can't make up. It is a vibration. And that's what I envision for everyone listening to this podcast to harness. I'm so excited to talk to you today about Hatch. I have always struggled with sleep. Our longtime listeners know this. I have had insomnia. I've had racing thoughts. I've just never been a good sleeper. And what I did not know is that you can actually learn how to sleep better. I have been loving my Hatch Restore, which has helped me create bedtime and morning routines that help me to make sleep a priority. The Hatch Restore is a device that teaches your body when it's time to sleep or to wake up with nighttime and morning routines so that you can prioritize rest. Hatch lets you customize your bedtime routine with a selection of light and audio cues. They have meditations, they have ambient sleep sounds, or they also have entertainment. With Hatch Plus, you can access exclusive content like Pillow Talk, a new audio series designed to entertain you to sleep. Pillow Talk helps you wind down with the types of TV shows that you love, from true crime to sports, but without the screens that hurt healthy rest. So you can definitely sleep well with Hatch. My son uses it. I use the Hatch Restore. It's amazing. Right now, Hatch is offering my listeners $20 off your purchase of the Hatch Restore and free shipping at hatch.co/balanced. Visit hatch.co/balanced to get $20 off and free shipping. That is hatch.co/balanced. Enjoy.
Hi, y'all. I'm Kinsey, and I'm the host of House Guest Podcast. I am a Gen Z wannabe Martha Stewart meets Dolly Parton trying to live in a Nancy Meyers movie. We talk all about life, relationships, and navigating your 20s. I'd like to say I'm multifaceted. I'm either waking up at 4 a.m. in the sauna tending to my garden or closing out the bars until 2 a.m. You just never know what you're going to get. It's either me at home in my house in Texas that I spend way too much time in, or in the studio with some pretty cool guest. You can follow us at The House Guest Pod and listen or watch all new episodes every Thursday wherever you get your podcast or on YouTube.
This brings us to number 10. The higher the frequency of your energy or vibration, the lighter you will feel in your physical, emotional, and mental bodies. You experience a greater personal power, more clarity, more peace, more abundance, more love. So the more that you commit to raising your frequency, the lighter you will feel. Like, you know that dense feeling where your body just feels so heavy at the end of the day, everything hurts and nothing feels like it's going right. That is what I consider to be dense energy. But light energy comes from when you're living in that high vibration. And I think that also means saying no to things that you don't want to do. Think of those places where you go or events that you go to or people that you spend time with where you just feel bleh afterwards. You know exactly what I'm talking about. When the true goal is to feel lighter and to feel more full after having those experiences. So ultimately, the real goal is to experience less pain and less disease in our body, which is a conversation for another day. But I truly believe and know that when we raise our vibration and our energy, then we can heal every type of pain under the sun. Does that mean that a disease will go away from your actual blood tests? I don't know. But I have certainly been the guinea pig. And although I haven't been retested for Lyme disease in many years, I don't feel the symptoms of Lyme anymore. I feel the symptoms of a sensitive body. I feel the symptoms of inflammation, especially because I'm pregnant, which is, as much as we love it, as much of a miracle as it is, it's inflammatory. But I believe that through frequency, through energy, through shifting everything about my life and reducing stress and healing somatically and working through trauma, releasing stored emotions in the body, all these things, I experience less pain and less disease, which is amazing. And I believe that is true and can be true for everyone. Speaking of that, I'm actually starting a somatic training next month, and I'm so excited about it. I'm going to be bringing it into my work and into my platform, the method, whatever we call the method to be. And if you feel called to also do a somatic training, let me know, because I have a pretty awesome discount code for you guys. Just send me a message on Instagram or an email, and I would love to share that info with you. I think it's going to be a really, really special thing. Number 11, confidence comes from within and only from within. Perfection doesn't exist. So learn to embrace your imperfections and dare to love all the things about yourself that other people criticize. I'm so excited to be talking about this on the podcast. So let's talk about something about me that people criticize. When I released my platform, we probably got, and I was so thankful for this, thousands and thousands of very, very kind reviews and feedback. And then one person basically said, I love your podcast, but I hate the way that you talk in these meditations. And I'm so used to this, you guys, because I'm a reflector. People see themselves through me and in me. So I'm kind of just a mirror. And this has been happening to me since childhood. So in high school, I literally had teachers who, if I raised my hand and answered a question in class, they would mock my voice back to me. Teachers, like 55-year-old men and women, mocking a 15-year-old. And of course, this used to be so painful for me, so hard, because I felt like my voice has a specific frequency, a specific intonation. I do sound like I'm from California. I've always had more of a very feminine voice, but I love that about myself. That is something that I have decided to harness as my superpower. Because I know that nobody else in the world holds the same frequency or the same intonation in their voice as I do. So daring to love things about you that other people criticize is the ultimate vibration shifter. It's also the ultimate F you to remind people their opinion doesn't matter. They're projecting. They're always projecting. So when you can learn how to make your confidence come from within, and fall deeply in love with these things about yourself, whether it's physical, whether it's vocal, whether it's like anything in your personality, your aura, anything at all, the more confident you will be, and you will radiate in a whole different way. Negativity will roll off your shoulders, and you will see so clearly that other people's perceptions are only a reflection of what they see and feel about themselves. And you don't have to be a reflector to let that happen. Release control and surrender to the flow of life. That's number 12. The more that we resist the flow, the harder of a time that we will have. So the more that we embrace the flow, the easier it will be to ride the waves and to rise to the many various seasons of life. This is something that I particularly learned from plant medicine when I would go on these deep ayahuasca journeys, ketamine journeys, every type of plant medicine journey. I would resist and basically be terrified to release control. And always the shaman would be reminding me, just surrender. You chose to be here. But I had to find that within me. I had to find within me that act of surrender and that trust that no matter what the crazy roller coaster is that you might be in the moment, whether it's a plant medicine ceremony or a really scary work meeting or literally giving birth to a human or birthing a business, you've got to release control and surrender to the flow of life. And that will change everything. And then you'll be more open to receiving the gifts that the universe has to share with you about that particular thing. It's huge. So I'm always working on surrender. I really don't think it's easy. I think it's probably one of the hardest things on this list. But when you can master it, and especially master it in the most chaotic types of situations, you will see everything shift. And I'm so excited for you to experience that. Number 13, cultivating a state of radical acceptance, first of yourself and then of others, illuminates the path to inner peace and liberation. So basically, by embracing every experience that we have, both the light experiences and the dark experiences, by embracing them as teachers and lessons, which we kind of talked about on our journey, then we are able to remove our ego. So many of us, because we're human, we walk around the world with this ego shell all around us. And the truth is, we're always going to have ego. It's part of the human experience, but you can rip that outer shell off and just live as an authentic being beneath the ego. And that gives me chills to talk about, because then you can awaken to the infinite wisdom of your soul, which is what you came here to do in the first place. But first, you have to radically accept everything about yourself and everything about others. Yes, this means even the haters. This means the negative people, the people who have hurt you, people who have inflicted pain. Just accepting, not that it's okay, because it's not okay, but accepting that they're on their own path and that we've never walked in their shoes. Radical acceptance for others helps you radically accept yourself, and radical acceptance of yourself helps you radically accept others. And then you will truly be liberated, which is the best feeling in the world. Number 14, if you've been following on Instagram lately, you've probably heard me say this a lot, and I am super into this right now. Do no harm, but take no shit. So in other words, be kind, but don't let people mistake your kindness for weakness. This is my current mantra. It's literally changing my whole life. So I'm still kind. I'm still pure. I'm still coming from the only place that I know how to come from, which is a place of authenticity and purity. But I'm also really not accepting being treated like the scum of the earth, where in the past, unfortunately, I have been treated that way. And I know that we all have. And like I said, I used to be pretty much okay with it, because I would just tell myself, well, I can handle it. Maybe it's hard for other people to handle, but I'll handle it. I will be ride or die for this person no matter what. And now I'm all about do no harm, but take no shit. And I will still make an effort, and I do, with people who have made me feel a certain way, but I'm not taking the shit anymore. And it has opened up and created so much more space in my life. And it's not even really boundaries. It goes deeper than boundaries. It's just a matter of, where do you want to spend your emotional energy? Where do you want to share your frequency? Because the truth about frequency is, there are such things as energetic leaks. And when you have too many people in your life who are energy vampires, who are sucking the life out of you, that's just not cool. And it will leak your energy, and it will ultimately affect your own vibration. So rather than letting that happen, come back to this mantra: do no harm, but take no shit. And number 15, last and finally, life is a game, and it's meant to be played, and it's meant to be won. You came here to win life. So in this life and all of the lifetimes beyond, you have everything that you need to succeed, to ascend, to manifest, to create your wildest dreams and to bring them to life, to harness them, to make them a reality on this planet. And I think something that so many of us have just not been aware of is that life is a game, and we can play life the way that you would play a game, which is an interesting thing to say, because I've never been a game person. I'm not like a big game player. But what I do love is knowing that there are so many avenues to go in life, and there's no wrong choice. So when you start to view it as a game, and this beautiful, uplifting opportunity to have lessons and growth and to evolve and to manifest and to awaken intuitive gifts and to raise your vibration and to work with the law of attraction, you will have so many positive experiences in your life, and you won't even know what hit you. So life is a game. Start treating it like one and watch your life shift. And then, like I said, we would talk about a couple of things that will help you raise your vibration. However, I think we need to do that as a whole episode of its own. So come to Instagram. Tell me if you want to hear that episode. But like I said in the beginning, the way to raise your vibration is by going back to the basics. Meditating, breathwork, journaling, kundalini, reflecting, nature, being still with yourself, becoming aware of who you are. And I'm so excited because this week I'm actually recording a bunch of kundalini classes with my OG kundalini teacher, Britt. You probably remember her if you've listened to this podcast for a long time. And those classes will be available also in the membership platform. So I am excited for you to check those out. We're going to upload them in just a couple days. And kundalini has been a huge vibration raiser for me. When Jonathan was on the podcast recently, I told the whole story of how kundalini awakened me spiritually for the first time, if you want to listen to that. And then also tapping into the cosmos can help you ascend and evolve. So one way that you can do that is by taking the starseed quiz on my website. It's just really fun. And you will learn what type of starseed you are. And then you can read all about it. I just think getting immersed in this spiritual world is one thing that also helps us raise our vibration. For some of us, eliminating caffeine, eating better, putting healthy, nutrient-dense food into our bodies, being mindful of who we spend time with, being mindful of the way that we talk to ourselves, also being mindful of the way that we talk about others, not gossiping and practicing noble speech, which is something I've talked about in all of my post-ayahuasca episodes. The shamanic way of having noble speech is by only speaking positive words about other people. And then that's what you draw back to you. So you'll become a magnet for all good things. And also, I think spending time with animals. I have Hudson here. In the beginning of this episode, he was going wild. He was literally clawing the back of my chair and my hair. But now he's really calm. And he's looking into my soul and he wants me to remind everybody that spending time with your animals is so important and will also help you raise your vibe in all the ways. So I hope that you liked this episode. This was a really fun one for me to do. It was honestly very easy. It went by in the blink of an eye. I can't believe we are already at 46 minutes. And with that, I will let you guys go. Thank you so much for listening to the show. If you feel inspired to rate and review, please do so on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, and send me a screenshot so that I can thank you and send you my free yoga ebook. And also, of course, join our platform to get in on the event with Nikki Novo and on all the meditations, affirmations, pep talks, community group, kids meditations, wisdom transmissions, which is so fun. That's where I channel the Pleiadians. Life-changing stuff, you guys. Life-changing stuff to raise your vibration and beyond. All right, I love you guys so much, and I hope that you are having such a beautiful and high vibrational day. Come say hi online, and I can't wait to talk to you next week.
Thank you guys so much for listening to the show. I'm so happy that you're here. Come say hi on Instagram at The Balance Wand and tell me what your favorite part of this episode was. Subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts, and send me a screenshot of your rating and review for a free Soul on Fire yoga ebook. See you next Wednesday. Love you guys.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.